Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of rain showers today, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 54. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, storms likely, lows level off around 44. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the state of Nebraska recently legalized medical marijuana in the latest elections this week, the state of Kansas continues to talk about legalizing medical marijuana in our state after they say they are looking around at other states across the nation on the best form and practices.
And the way it works in Utah is there are state licenses, growers and processors, and they don't have dispensaries in Utah. They have actual pharmacies, but those pharmacies only sell cannabis products.
That audio from KSN News, where a special committee on medical marijuana in Kansas has met twice so far leading up to the upcoming legislative session. In other news, there is an investigation ongoing across the state of Kansas regarding text messages that have been sent to high school students around the state. As according to the Derby Public Schools Communications Director, they say some students have been receiving text messages saying that they've been selected to be a slave, along with being assigned to a plantation and being prepared to be searched upon arrival.
Wichita State Shocker Basketball is back in Charles Koch Arena. The men's and women's teams are set to return for another exciting season beginning this November. And our listeners can receive an exclusive one-time discount for half-price tickets to experience the thrill of Shocker Basketball in person at select games. Visit GoShockers.com/redeem promo and use promo code Shocker Radio. That's GoShockers.com/redeem promo using code Shocker Radio. We'll see you in the roundhouse.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Public school districts around the state of Kansas ended up holding their own mock elections this week as we wrapped up the presidential and big races around the nation and here in the state of Kansas, as the Wichita Public School District said they participated in their Election Day mock-up for all students, kindergarten through 12th grade, with many of the civics and social studies teachers talking about the importance of getting students engaged in learning about the issues and making their voice heard.
A big part of our social studies education is civic engagement, and we just want to teach them how important it is to vote and that it's not difficult to vote. We want them to have this feeling this is like practice, so that when they become adults, this is something that they do all the time.
In the mock-up election from the students from the Wichita Public School District, Kamala Harris won in the district-wide vote for the students with 54% of the vote, Donald Trump coming in at 36%, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at 6%, and Chase Oliver, the Libertarian candidate, coming in with 3.2% of the vote.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An agency based out of the city of Omaha has been awarded more than $8.5 million from federal funding over the next 3 years on what they're calling a battle to improve homelessness among youth in three different county areas. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the competitive grant dollars went to Threshold COC, or the Continuum of Care, which is designed as a lead agency from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to help address homelessness and housing insecurity in the Omaha metro area. Overall, the $2.85 million annually for the next 3 years was announced last week in conjunction with the Homeless Youth Awareness Month, and targets youth people between the age of 16 to 24 in Douglas, Sarpy, and Pottawatomie counties. Overall, the National HUD program did announce $72 million in funding for youth homelessness efforts across 14 different communities around the nation. It is all part of their youth homelessness demonstration program. Mid-America Network News.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department will offer another round of flu vaccine outreach clinics in November. Tuesday the 12th at the Axtell American Legion, 9 to 11 a.m. Summerfield Fire Station, 11:30 until 1:30. And the Beatty Fire Station from 2 to 3:30. Then Thursday the 14th at Frankfort Nutrition Site, 9 to 11 a.m. And the Vermilion Community Center, 11:30 until 1. Flu vaccine outreach clinics Monday the 18th in Blue Rapids and Waterville, Tuesday the 19th in Bremen. Flu vaccines for anybody 6 months and older, plus blood pressure measurements. For information, contact the health department at 785-562-3485. Blue Rapids will host a Soup Day and Veterans Parade this Saturday with a soup dinner open to the public and free for veterans from 11:30 until 1 at the Blue Rapids Community Center. And a Veterans Parade, 1 o'clock Saturday on the Square in Blue Rapids. Valley Heights High School all-school play will feature two performances Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 2 at the Opera House in Waterville, presenting doo-wop Wed Whiting Hood. Seneca Chamber and Downtown Impact will host a hometown murder mystery event this Saturday evening during a night out with clues at local businesses in a 70s-themed whodunit leading to the stolen Richmond gold. The event runs 4 until 8 p.m. Saturday. Tickets are $25, available at participating Seneca businesses. For information, contact Seneca Downtown Impact at 785-336-1313. Central Branch Railroad featuring haunted rides this Saturday, 5 until 9 from Waterville. Reservations requested for ride times, phone 785-562-8803. Good Shepherd Lutheran School annual benefit auction will be Saturday with a catered meal from Ricky's Cafe and a silent auction beginning at 5. The live auction begins at 6 Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville. A catalog of auction items available at Good Shepherd Lutheran School. Axtell Knights of Columbus annual boiled shrimp, smoked pork chop, and frog leg dinner Saturday evening, 5 until 8:30 at the Axtell Legion Community Building. Lutheran Church's Missouri Synod will host the Zone 7 Convocation this weekend with a meet-and-greet Saturday evening with guest preacher, the Reverend Dr. Michael Ziegler of Lufthansa. A free will donation meal is planned at Gilliam's Barn at Greenleaf Saturday evening at 6. For a meal count, contact Terry Oldie, 785-747-6554. Also, the public is welcome to the Sunday joint service with a 9 a.m. Bible study, 10:30 service at the Washington County High School. Veterans Day services are planned Monday at Marysville High School Auditorium at 10 a.m. A breakfast at Valley Heights is planned at 7:30 a.m., followed by a school assembly. And at Washington County High School Monday, a veteran service is planned at 9 a.m. All veterans are welcome and encouraged to attend local services. On our public affairs program this weekend, Gwyneth Klaus-Colgrove with the Welsh Heritage Center in Wymore highlights the Welsh heritage in southeast Nebraska and an ongoing effort to expand the Welsh Heritage Museum in Wymore. Join the conversation with our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Barbara A. Evan, age 87, of Blue Rapids, passed away October 27th. Funeral service Saturday, November 9th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 5 until 9. Family receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley's in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Barb Ubbin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken pot pie casserole, a muffin, Normandy blend, and cranberry sauce. Closed Monday, Tuesday's menu is barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, garden blend, and sliced pears. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers are likely today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Rain showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers may linger throughout the day on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies on a Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying sunny as we head into Monday, slightly warmer with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers Tuesday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers may continue throughout the day on Wednesday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early November 58, record high on this date 84. The average low 35 and the record low just 5 degrees. Sunset this evening 519, sunrise in the morning at 7:03. It's 46 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 8th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bulldogs, get ready for a celebration like no other. The Bulldog Black and Red Social is happening Friday, November 29th. Join your fellow alumni for a night filled with music, delicious meal, and a whole lot of Bulldog pride. Whether you're reconnecting with classmates or enjoying a night out, this event is for you. Tickets are just $25 or $20 if you're 55 or older. Don't wait. Sales end November 22nd. Head to our Facebook page for ticket information and secure your spot today. Let's show our Bulldog pride together.
Cook & Company appreciates the sacrifices of America's veterans and wants to thank them for serving this country. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
I'm Jim Bask. What we get, it started with kickoff of Week 10 in the NFL, which came down to a two-point conversion attempt.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete! It's incomplete! And with 38 seconds left to play, the haze in the barn! Oh, what a wild way to end it tonight as the Ravens will sweep the series from the Bengals and improve to 7-3.
As heard on WBAL AM 1090, Lamar Jackson, 3 fourth quarter touchdowns. Baltimore stopped that 2-point conversion with 38 ticks to go, hold off the Bengals 35-34. They rallied from 21-7 down in the third, overcoming Jamar Chase's 11 grabs for 264 and 3 touchdowns, 4 scoring strikes from Joe Burrow as well. Jackson on the shootout with Burrow and the Bengals.
It's just an NFL game. You know, I was telling my guys on the sideline, we got to score. If they score, we got to score. You know, that's the type of game it's going to be. We seen that from the first snap, you know. But I'm proud of my guys because we finished one of these tough environmental games. We came through.
And Cincinnati, by the way, is now 4-6. NBA Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey could miss 2 weeks with a right hamstring injury, injured during Wednesday's loss to the Clippers. Dame, 34. Giannis, 31. Bucks snap a 6-game skid. Beat the Jazz, 123-100. Anthony Edwards, 33. Wolves over the Bulls, 135-119. They rally from 13 down. Spurs not certain if Greg Popovich will coach again this season. Played the Blazers and beat them 118-105 with 8 and double figures. Bronny James assigned to the Lakers G League affiliate. That puts him on the roster for the South Bay Lakers season opener this weekend. From the NHL, the Jets now a league best 13-1. Connor Hellebuck stopped 35 shots, third shutout of the season, and a 1-0 win over the Avs.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Getting ready for more rain and longer nights? We've got you. Right now, you can earn up to $25 in bonus rewards when you buy two Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Bulbs and two Rain-X Quantum Elite Wiper Blades. More rewards and better visibility at America's number one lighting destination, AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Offer valid for AutoZone rewards members. Restrictions apply.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
Dillard O'Dell advanced to the state volleyball tournament Thursday, but fell to top seed Southwest in three sets. The Lady Griffins finished the season 19-12. Friday night football action, high school playoffs continue. Hanover at Burlingame will kick off at 6 o'clock on account of weather. In our Friday feature game, Valley Heights will host Sterling, 7 o'clock kickoff on KNDY FM, 95.5. Axtell entertains Rural Vista. Frankfort is at Marmaton Valley. Centralia will host Holpe. Diller O'Dell faces Summer Eddyville Miller. Again, our Friday feature game, Valley Heights Sterling, live on KEDY FM 95.5.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Federal Reserve yesterday took the step that investors were expecting and lowered a key interest rate by 0.25%. Economists anticipate another rate reduction in December, but a likely skip in January. Markets rallied on the rate cut and on the prospect of tax and regulation reductions under President-elect Donald Trump. The S&P rose 0.75% Thursday, the NASDAQ 1.5%, both closing at new record highs. The Dow closed flat on Thursday. Strong PlayStation sales had Sony smashing analyst expectations last quarter. The Japanese tech giant posted operating profit of $2.9 billion, a 73% year-over-year increase. Shares in Lucid popped 8% in after-hours trading on word that the electric vehicle company had beaten Wall Street's third-quarter expectations. Lucid delivered about 2,800 EVs from July through September. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance and join farmers everywhere yielding an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. Call me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Well, Larry, what's the latest?
Just to check the land prices. First of all, we've got reports out of Kansas and Kentucky and Minnesota, Nebraska, Indiana, Illinois on some farm ground that just sold recently. To compare, Illinois, 972 acres, selling for $17.13 million, an average of $17,623 an acre. In Kansas, $1,700 an acre. For Edwards County, 310-acre wheat and Milo farm, sold in two tracts. Am I glad I'm not on that paperwork for $17,000 an acre, and I don't care what state it's in. I know they have better dirt. That much better? Ridiculous. And back in Washington, they're still working on that program to pay farmers something before they ever get that farm program put together. And they're not going to get that done this year, I guarantee you. In any event, they've got a good program worked out that called the Farm Act that almost anybody that's in agriculture is in favor of. It's a program that is makes sense, common sense, easy to understand. And guess what? It's calculated for the FSA. Boy, and I like that. It will pay something like 60% of $103 for corn acres that you planted. Simple. Acres you planted. In the meantime, will it get passed? I don't know. They're working on it. It won't be exactly like this. Guarantee it. So don't go spend the money yet. Keep her in the bank. See you on the next Techline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The emerald ash borer, a pest known for greatly decreasing ash tree populations, has been spotted in 15 Kansas counties, a number likely to increase, says Community Forestry Program Coordinator for the Kansas Forest Service, Matt Norvell. He explains how the emerald ash borer travels.
City from city, if a neighboring county has it, it's easy for the insect to fly. They have rings when they're an adult, so they're easy to fly. You know, there's always wind events, especially in Kansas, where it gets really windy, where it can spread longer distances, but humans also spread it. Some of the populations are spread in firewood. Someone has an ash tree die. They go off to college. The dad says, take some firewood with you to have a fire at your new place. And the kid never has a fire. And then, you know, come springtime, summertime, the adults emerge. And if you have two adults that are male and female, they can find each other and create a new population that way.
Norvell discusses how experts correctly identify this pest.
From very, very descriptive measurements. So any insect or any animal or any tree, we have a taxonomic sample of it. And, you know, there's different measurements that say if different parts of the insect measure this much or this color, then it's this insect. And that's why we leave it up to the state entomologist to make that final decision. Because there is lookalikes that can confuse homeowners or even foresters, but it's very hard to confuse the state entomologist.
He shares how homeowners can deal with an emerald ash borer infestation.
Those insecticides you can treat it with. If your tree's over 15 inches in diameter or breast height, you do need a professional. They do systematic injections where they actually inject it with a syringe into the tree. But you got to provide the insecticide to the tree indefinitely. So you got to treat it every 2 to 3 years, and those numbers really start adding up. So my professional recommendation all across the state is look at the ash trees you have around on your property or throughout your town, decide the value of them. If they're very valuable, high value, you may want to come up with a treatment plan. If they're so-so, you may want to replace them with a different tree and just wait for the insect to be in your area, for the decline to start happening. Remove the tree then promptly. We don't want dead ash trees, especially from EAB, because they get extra brittle. But then plant it with a different tree species, and diversity is the best. So by spreading out the tree species, we're more likely to have surviving trees in the future, because once an insect comes, an invasive insect such as EAB comes, it will attack every species within that genus. So by splitting up the genus, we have some reinforcements there, or some safety net.
That was Matt Norvell, Community Forestry Program Coordinator for the Kansas Forest Service, on the emerald ash borer's increasing presence in Kansas. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, be holding a special stock cow, bred heifer, and breeding bull sale Wednesday, November 13th, starting on the cow-calf pairs at 11 a.m. We'll have 300 mostly black, white face, and red Angus cows, 3 to 8 years old, with 30 to 90 day old calves. Spring bred heifers include 70 black, 59 black, white face, and 20 Hereford first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for February, March calves. Bred cows consist of 200 black, white face, and red cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for February to April calving. There'll be 75 heavy bred cows. They're calving now. They'll be 3 to 6 years old, bred to Hereford and Angus bulls. Breeding bulls offered will include 11 Angus, 1 Sim Angus, 1 Horned Hereford, 3 Polled Hereford. They'll all be 18 to 24 months of age and ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, November 13th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Bundling up season has arrived for many of us, and we're scrutinizing some long-held truisms for keeping warm on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 8th, the 313th day of the year. Musician Bonnie Raitt has a birthday, and the Lewis and Clark Expedition reached the Pacific Ocean on this day in 1805. We're revisiting some dubious advice about staying warm today. You probably heard this one. You lose most of your body heat through your head. Technically, no. Body heat loss is proportionate to surface area. Your head only accounts for 9% of it. Is a sip of coffee or brandy a good way to warm up? Nope. Caffeine and alcohol actually lower your core temperature. Or how about this one? Bundle up outside or you'll catch a cold. Not exactly. It's viruses that cause colds. Prolonged exposure, however, can lower your immunity to those viruses. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 46 degrees, highs in the middle 50s today with a good chance of showers developing along the way.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's game number two for the number one Kansas Jayhawks as they go into their second game of the regular season, taking on number nine, the North Carolina Tar Heels, tonight with tip-off at 6 p.m. It was a big victory for them in game number one as they did go into the regular season, ranked number one with the AP Top 25 national polls as they beat Howard 87-57. After this game, the Jayhawks head on the road for the first time for the regular season on Tuesday next week as they take on Michigan State. Wildcat basketball, they're back at it for their game number two tomorrow on Saturday with their tip-off at 3 p.m. after their big victory of game number one, 89-65, over the New Orleans Privateers. They stay at home in Lawrence again for game number two as well against Cleveland State before their Thursday game next week against LSU. On the football side of things, Kansas City Chiefs, a quick turnaround after their Monday night football game as they're back at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday with kickoff at noon against the Denver Broncos.
Diller O'Dell advanced to the state volleyball tournament Thursday, but fell to top seed Southwest in three sets. The Lady Griffins finished the season 19-12. Friday night football action, high school playoffs continue. Hanover at Burlingame will kick off at 6 o'clock on account of weather. In our Friday feature game, Valley Heights will host Sterling, 7 o'clock kickoff on KNDY FM 95.5. Axtell entertains Rural Vista. Frankfort is at Marmaton Valley. Centralia will host Holpe. Diller O'Dell faces Summer Eddyville Miller. Again, our Friday feature game, Valley Heights Sterling, live on KEDY FM 95.5.
Temperatures drop and action heats up on this Friday's Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on KEDY FM 95.5. In round two of the Class 1A Kansas High School football playoffs, the 7-2 Valley Heights Mustangs host the 6-3 Sterling Black Bears. Coming off a 41-7 win in round one, Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble knows it's win or go home this time of year.
The style that they play with, they slow the game down. They play tough, hard-nosed football, and honestly, I think it's going to just be a slugfest physically, and whoever backs down first is probably not going to get a play next week.
Pre-game will begin around 6:40 p.m. with kickoff set for 7 on KNDY FM 95.5 this Friday as Valley Heights hosts Sterling in playoff action on our Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week. Your home for high school sports coverage, regular season and postseason, is always KNDY Radio. All are invited to join and gather in Blue Rapids on Saturday, November 9th for the Value Our Veterans Soup Day and Parade starting at 11:30 a.m. The celebration begins with a soup day at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 11:30 until 1 p.m. For any veteran, your meal is free. Savor a variety of delicious soups while honoring those who served. Then at 1 p.m., step outside onto the square for the Blue Rapids Veterans Day Parade. Celebrate with colorful floats and a show of community pride. Don't miss this chance to honor our heroes and enjoy a day filled with gratitude and celebration. Mark your calendars for Value Our Veterans Soup Day and Parade in Blue Rapids this Saturday, November 9th, starting at 11:30 a.m., and join to celebrate and honor our veterans.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your king speaking. It is my honor to invite all of you to the Valley Heights drama production of Doo-Wop Wed Widinghood. As with all fairy tales, good things come in threes. The cast will have three showings at the Waterville Opera House, Saturday, November 9th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., with a final showing on Sunday the 10th at 2 p.m. The musical features many classical fairy tale characters that will make you want to have a celebration tonight. You will surely have the fairy tale blues if you miss out on this show. Again, that's Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. This family-friendly show is sure to get your toes tapping. You don't want to miss this 1950s classic musical.
This breaking story: in a high-speed chase ensued early this morning after a Marshall County deputy pursued an armed and dangerous suspect from Manhattan involved in recent burglaries that had stolen their grandmother's car and a handgun. Pursuit led to Blue Rapids, where the suspect abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot. Local law enforcement, aided by a Kansas Highway Patrol helicopter, established a perimeter and initiated a search. A citizen tip led officers to the suspect, last known location near Riverside Park in Blue Rapids. With assistance of a helicopter, that suspect apprehended without incident behind bushes and a tree. Again, a high-speed chase ensuing this morning from Manhattan led to Blue Rapids, where that suspect was arrested near Riverside Park.